Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by the Vice President of the International Federation of Film Critics, Rita Di Santo from the UK, and Fibresci jury member for today, for this year's Fibresci jury in Venice, Peter Kremski from Germany. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi.
So, we don't have much time for this because there's an award ceremony to get to. How has your festival been? And maybe a few comments on the awards that were given out. Peter, if you'd like to start.
Oh, the festival was very great. I had to watch the international competition. And I must say it was a great competition with many good films, very long films also, of course. And we discussed a lot of those films for our prize we had to give. And the long discussion shows that it is a good festival, because we didn't say, oh, it's just four or five films we have to talk about, but what we talked about them all. Mm-hmm. And in the end, we agreed upon one film, and that is our winner film, and we are quite happy with it.
Right.
Yes, it was an extraordinary year, because let's say that Venice had the good luck to have something that Cannes left out because of the strict rules and regulations. And so he had lots of good movies from Netflix and Amazon that Cannes refused. But also, I think that the geography of festivals constantly changes. And I think that Barbera has done an incredible job in the last 3-4 years. We have seen this festival from a very minor level. It was almost a feeling about Venice a few years ago, because the Toronto became such an incredible festival. But we have, especially this year, more guests, better movies. We have like a summary of what a festival should be. It's a festival that searches for the new, but also honors the great directors and filmmakers. And we were on the jury for the competition, and I must say this year is really extraordinary. The length of the movie, also, that sometimes festivals, they just cut out. Remember, there was in Cannes this incredible polemic, because one movie was too long to be in a festival, and the voice was that it was not included in the program because it was too long. And this is ridiculous, really ridiculous. I heard about festivals that decide, that ask the director, the filmmakers, to cut half an hour of the movie. This is impossible. We can't hear that. But at the end of the festival, we can really say that we are very pleased with this year. And we have to say that for our award, we consider more than one titles because of the quality. We had a very encouraging and lovely conversation and exchange of ideas. And we consider more than one movie. I like to mention the other movie that we were thinking about to award. That one, it was definitely Roma by Cuarón. And then we also had in mind, maybe Peter, would you like to say something about the other that we were...
Yeah, the other film was by Julian Schnabel, was the title.
At Eternity's Gate.
And Regardas as well, and Sister Brothers, and sorry if I just jump from titles, but we are quite exhausted, because at the end of the day we have to decide and take the responsibility to support one of the movie, and we decide to give the award to Laszlo Nemes, because personally I was expecting, after the magnificent work of Son of Saul, I was expecting the second movie usually is not very good. So we were really, really, I was really happy that he was able to develop his style and to get more closer to his artistic identity. I felt like this one for Laszlo is like Fellini when was do the La Dolce Vita, and after he had money to do 8.5, and he could work in a clear freedom environment. And this is, I think, for Laszlo is the same, because this movie, you can see that has more financial support, because it's a period drama and it's an incredible the aesthetic is astonishing, and this dimension, the atmosphere that you create is incredible. It's like a labyrinthic trip inside of a soul, and I like that the main character is a woman.
And he's exploring his style, which he had found in Son of Saul, and I think these two films also respond to each other because of that. Because the film now, Sunset, is on an era which is finding its end. Before the First World War, and it's going into a darker side of a city of Budapest, and showing something which will be the new era, and it won't be a good era, and that goes up to Son of Saul already. And it's interesting, he casts the actors who play the Austrians in the Austrian aristocrats in this film with the same actors who played the officers of SS in the concentration camp in Son of Saul, which also shows that these two films are close together, but the spectator has to find out. There are no easy explanations given in the film. It's just a journey we have to go with a heroine through this city without knowing what really is happening. That is a great challenge for the audience, and I think it was probably the most challenging film of a festival, and that was a reason for us too to give a prize to that film.
That's wonderful, guys. I'm kind of concerned about time here, because you have somewhere to go right now. But is there anything else that you would like to add, just in general?
I would like to add, it's a really a suggestion that another movie that we really like with Mario Martone, Capri Revolution. Mm. Mario Martone is a great filmmaker, and I think that he really struggled the distribution. And because he's an independent filmmaker, doesn't have the support of a strong distribution, and also outside of this country, Italy. And so I really hope that this festival, we are waiting for the award tomorrow, but I really hope that the main jury will recognize Mario Martone's talent that is really undeniable.
And this film by Cuarón, Roma, is probably the second great, really great movie of an international competition, next to the one by Laszlo Nemes. And this is a Netflix film which wasn't produced by Netflix, but only bought by Netflix. Mm. And it shows that this is a film which belongs to the cinema. It's wonderfully done for a cinema release. And so one should see that Netflix also does good things.
Yes, including the Orson Welles movie. The long lost one. Thank you very much, guys. You have to leave, but it was great to chat with you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.